Hoppin' Three Jibs, Kansas City's number one for hip-hop, R&B, and throwbacks. On with us right now, Colin Riggins here to tell us about what's coming up this Thursday night on Kansas City PBS. Colin, how you doing today?
I cannot complain. Happy to be here. How are you?
I am happy to be here as well on a beautiful Monday to tell the story about Kansas City's Copper Boys. Now, before I even get to what's happening with the documentary, I understand there was a showing that just happened last week. Is that right? How did that go?
It was fantastic. I think it was full to capacity, and I feel like people felt the heart and spirit of the Copper Boys. And I think the best part was that after the film itself screened, we were able to get on stage and they could just talk directly to the Copper Boys themselves.
Nice. For those who don't know much about the story, can you please give us the background of this documentary that's coming out this Thursday?
Yeah, so the Copper Boys, like in very simple terms, are some of the coolest people that this city has to offer. They're born and raised in Kansas City, and they ride horses all around downtown in East Kansas City neighborhoods, all the way to Westport, Power and Light. And they're guided by this ethos of just sharing the saddle. So they'll always hop off the horse and let hundreds of people ride on any given night. And they also have structured programming where they target youth, particularly around the Ivanhoe neighborhood. And they have weekly classes where they immerse them in the horsemanship and teach them a lot of skills that are tangible for their lives. And that is all to promote this idea of violence prevention and show the youth different ways of being.
I was going to ask you, what is the biggest lesson that you learned from the Copper Boys?
Man, I think just be unapologetically guided by passion. Like, I think that a lot of people in film or photography understand what it means to be a little bit obsessed about what you do. And I think the Copper Boys embody that in their own practices and their own right. You can't tell them that they are not cowboys and they're not redefining what it means to be a cowboy. And I think that's very aspirational.
And one thing too society needs today, I think more of, is more leaders and more leadership. And I'm assuming that this is something that we'll learn as well as far as men trying to guide young men during these days and times, right, Colin?
Absolutely. And I think not only leadership, but I think they are leaders by way of their own experiences, and they don't shy away from trying to be the perfect leader, the most charismatic voice in the room. Like, they are guided by truth and experience. And I think that is the kind of leadership we need, absolutely.
All right, so we ain't giving up no more game. You got to watch this now Thursday night. Just check it out exactly for yourself. Colin, can you tell them how they can watch the Copper Boys coming up?
Yes, they can tap into Kansas City PBS on August 6th at 7 p.m. Otherwise, they can subscribe to Kansas City PBS's YouTube and watch it for free that same night. Or just check it out on the PBS website, where it'll also be free and accessible to everyone who wants to indulge.
I love what Kansas City PBS does here, especially with some of the documentaries they put out, including ours. So, man, all respect to PBS for what they do for the community, and can't wait to check this out this upcoming Thursday night. I told my man Colin I'm DVRing it as soon as I get home. I might even look to see if I could do it on my phone right now before we get done to make sure I got it ready for Thursday night so I could check it out this weekend. Colin, I appreciate your time, man. Thank you very much.
I appreciate you. Yeah, I'll take care.